From the best-selling Heroes of History series, Emerald Books presents Clara Barton, Courage Under Fire, by Janet and Jeff Benj. Read for you by Rebecca Gallagher. For information about other titles from this outstanding series that brings history to life, please visit heroesthenandnow.com or call 800-922-2143. Chapter 1. Over the River. Clara Barton grabbed a wad of cotton and held it to the soldier's face, or what was left of it. Half of it was a gaping hole, blown away by a bullet. "As soon as we stop the bleeding, we'll get you to the hospital," Clara said in her soothing voice. The soldier looked into her eyes and nodded. Just then, a messenger arrived at the aid station. Clara was the only woman there, and the messenger made a beeline for her. He handed her a blood-stained note, which she unfolded quickly and read, "Come to me. Your place is here. Dr. Cutter." "Where is Dr. Cutter?" Clara asked the messenger.
"In the thick of the fighting over the river in Fredericksburg, ma'am," he replied.
"Then I shall go to him immediately," Clara said. As Clara spoke, George, her assistant, grabbed her hand. His voice was thick with urgency.
"You cannot cross the Rappahannock," he exclaimed. "Let me go in your place."
Clara smiled at him. He had become a loyal friend.
"George, I must go. The doctor has asked for me. You cannot go in my place, but you can go with me if you like."
"Yes, ma'am," George replied. "I certainly would."
Soon, the two of them were picking their way across the pontoon bridge to the other side of the Rappahannock River. Shells exploded in the water around them, soaking the wood and making it treacherously slippery. Clara proved as sure-footed as the men who were marching past her. She was grateful for all the balancing games she had played on logs at her brother's sawmill when she was a child. When they reached the far side of the river, a Union soldier helped Clara onto the shore. She heard a deafening whiz as a piece of exploding shell flew past her, clipping her skirt, and burned a hole in the soldier's coat. She took a deep breath and then asked the soldier where Dr. Cutter was.
"Over there, in that two-story house with the green trim," he replied. "I hope you make it up there in one piece. I am sorry I cannot accompany you, but I have been stationed here at the bridge."
"I will be all right," Clara replied, as she and George started walking up the hill.
George had already crossed the street when a regiment of Union soldiers marched into view. Clara stopped to wait for them to pass. An elderly colonel drew his horse to a halt beside her.
"You are alone and in great danger, ma'am," he yelled. "Do you want protection?"
Clara smiled up at him. He obviously thought she was a woman from Fredericksburg who had not noticed that a war was being fought in her front yard.
"Thank you very much," she replied, "but I believe I am the best protected woman in the United States."
When the soldiers nearest to Clara heard what she said, they cried,
"That's so! That's so! Three cheers for Miss Barton!"
Soon a cheer echoed all the way down the ranks. It appeared the colonel was the only one who had not realized who she was. He bowed his head and tipped his hat.
"I believe you are right," he said before galloping off.
Clara stood there for a moment. She wished her father could see her now, plunging into the jaws of the Battle of Fredericksburg. Even she could hardly believe how she had changed from a timid young girl into a woman who risked her life for the sake of caring for wounded Union soldiers. It had been quite a journey from the family farm in North Oxford, Massachusetts, to this Civil War battlefield.